Om Shanti. Today's slogan is Maya cannot come into the vision of those who have the Father in their vision. What a beautiful thought that is. First, that there is going to be such a stage that I will not be distracted or tempted by Maya at all anymore. But also, what a beautiful process that Baba has brought us into. That I actually end up with no distractions of Maya, no disturbances of Maya, through this method. Because I've learned how to keep my attention on God, keep the Father in my vision. The other day, Baba was saying that he's wonderful. His knowledge is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. And his next point was, so at least the intellects of those who have understood these wonders should stay connected to these wonders. But the truth of the matter is that again and again, our intellects don't stay connected to the wonder. Ravan is not a wonder, Baba was saying recently. And yet our intellects go there again and again. So what is this Maya that succeeds again and again in pulling us out of the wonder, in pulling us out of keeping our attention on God? It's interesting because in today's Murli, Baba spoke about the highest study being that of seeing one another as your brother's soul. And we understand this. And generally speaking, this is in relation to lust and viciousness. But he turned the phrase a bit. He said, do not get trapped in anyone's name and form. So that enlarges the danger. It's not just about lust or viciousness, strictly speaking. It's about the way I could get trapped in anything someone's doing or not doing, behaving or not behaving. My attention goes there again and again to something someone's doing wrong or feeling responsible for another. Or whenever my mind moves towards what someone else is doing, how someone else is behaving, a scene or situation in the drama, that's getting my attention all caught up in the things which are not the Father. Today Baba said, all the companions here in this world are selfish. So what is this neediness of others that I think I can fulfill and I get trapped trying to fulfill them? And what is this neediness on my part which keeps me turning to others in by way of trying to fulfill that neediness, and still having expectations and demands of others, instead of keeping my attention on him and claiming that inheritance. Or as he was saying in the blessing today, making fruitful all of his blessings by using them. So, what is this Maya that keeps me from directing my attention to the ultimate solution of everything? In today's Murli, he talked so much about the limited and the unlimited. And I think this is Maya's ultimate victory. It's as if she convinces us that things can be worked out on the limited. She convinces us that the unlimited maybe is a solution for later, but not now. Not with this difficulty or that challenge. She convinces us that we're not powerful to work with the unlimited. And so we need to think about, worry about, overthink, overanalyze the challenges going on, and we work at this level instead of using our wings of divine virtues. It's like Maya convinces us that limited means can be successful, even though we've been introduced to an unlimited reality. It's like being given a broken machine, a machine that's broken in every single one of its parts, and imagining we can fix it by going at it with, I don't know, a tweezers. So today's slogan, when God is in your vision, then Maya cannot come into your vision. When my attention is on God, then I can't be tempted or distracted by all the things of Maya. So, how to beat this Maya and keep my attention on God? No matter the sanskaras of 2,500 years in which everything was being dealt with horizontally, between me and another, between me, the role I play, and the roles other plays, instead of vertically. Me and God, and then me and another. How to keep my attention on him. First of all, I mean, if we want to be really practical about it, because there's always the Murli, the study, churning, etc. But very practically, the first step, I think, is to keep bringing my attention to myself. Interesting, isn't it? That to ultimately end up being able to keep my attention on God, a first step would be to keep my attention on myself. This kind of honesty that Baba says is the thing that pleases him is so essential, isn't it? Because while I'm looking at another, and my attention is drawn there because they're doing something wrong, I'm not seeing, I'm not remembering how the drama is perfect, and if it's in my life that a person like that comes, and if it's my drama that this situation emerges, it's because the perfect drama wants to give me a chance to see something I need to change in myself and to change it. We might have gotten rid of the gross and obvious weaknesses like getting angry or being impatient. But what about those really subtle weaknesses, which are so easy to hide from others, but then also from myself? Like resisting, not accepting, not allowing others to play their parts, not accepting that the drama is perfect, and that my responsibility is not to comment, criticize, or correct another or a scene in the drama. What about discontentment when God has said that the special gift he comes to bring us is this contentment, which I can only experience if I use his knowledge and his presence in my life to keep myself in the unlimited? Each and every scene in the drama, each and every challenge and difficulty is only for that, to give me this chance to check these most subtle, weak sanskaras still in me. And then what to do about them? Baba mentioned how, you know, the drama is so predestined and eternally repeating. This is to keep us from being disheartened as we look at the weaknesses or we fail at any one particular test. That's right use of the drama. So let me start by acknowledging that there's a weakness there. Let me start by acknowledging that there's only one reason my attention does not stay on God, and that's because I'm weak. But let me just accept that, because according to the drama, everybody is looking at such weaknesses now. I would not be an exception. So honesty to acknowledge the weakness. Accept the weakness, because this becomes the foundation on which I can literally move forward instead of basically stay the same as I am, even though outside I might look good. Inside, I'm just getting weaker and weaker. So Maya's essential power lies in the fact that she gets us to believe that we're weak. She gets us to forget that God is present in front of us in a very direct way, and we are innately powerful as children of such a powerful one. A beautiful expression that a senior once shared was that, you know, how Maya works is that even though we're standing in front of the ocean, It's as if we look around asking, does anybody have a glass of water? This is Maya. She would not allow us, she would not like us to see the reality of the unlimited and to believe in it. So how do I take power? Because in point of fact, being able to keep my attention on God at the end of the cycle, when I have hardly any power left, actually requires a lot of training, a lot of practice, a lot of study, as he calls it, endeavor, true spiritual endeavor. And honestly, I would say at this point, the place to take the greatest power is Amritvela. And here I would recommend a few aspects so that Amritvela can really become a resource of power for me. Because even though everybody can speak about Amritvela in such glowing terms, it's the place to take power, it's the place to experience God, he comes especially for me at that time. The truth of the matter is that even Amritvela requires a lot of preparation and a lot of training. So here are a few aspects that I feel produce a lot of good results. Firstly, keep a chart at night before you go to bed. Have your little booklet right near your bed and just check off the three or four things you've decided you want to keep your eye on for, say, 1 week. You can change your chart every week. The key to success in a chart is to understand two things. First of all, to keep it simple. You only need three or four things. On my chart, for example, I just check that I've done traffic control every hour, that I've had real experiences of remembrance, that my stage has been good. And for these last two, I divide the day into four parts, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, and then from the morning till noon, and then from noon until 5 o'clock, and then from 5 o'clock till 10. So I'm just checking those last 2 points especially, and I make it very easy. I give myself a smiley or a frowny, or I give myself a check or a minus. And then a last point I always track is, what's been my main inspiration from the morning's Merli? What's kept me going? It could be just Baba's the almighty battery. Or it could be just everything is wonderful. But I note that. Because the second thing about a chart is that it's not there to punish you if you haven't succeeded and you can't give yourself a good grade on your chart. It's not there to make you admit your weaknesses or how unsuccessful you've been during the day. It's actually there to kind of subtly program you for the things you want to keep your attention on next day. And if you have a growing list of favorite inspiration points from the Merli that you're looking at before you go to sleep at night, that's also kind of conditioning the brain, giving the brain a programming for some very powerful inspirations. And that's what you take to bed with you at night. That's a kind of guarantee or a kind of investment in making sure that you wake up correctly the next morning. And then finally, I would say, after you do your chart, go through your day. If there are any difficulties, any stucknesses, any weaknesses you see, just give them to Baba. Baba, you're with me. You've come for this. We're working together. This is not the stuff of the real me. And then take off your body, put on your costume of light, and go and sit in Baba's lap, even just for a few minutes. When you go to sleep, your sleep will be something else, and you will wake up differently. So, such a beautiful gift, this whole event called Amritvela. If we prepare for it properly, my experience is that it gives us a lot of power to be able to keep our attention on God. Om Shanti.